This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It's the live Saturday edition. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Mark, do we have giveaways tonight? We've got
giveaways, some Sebring tickets.
Sebring, 12 hours of Sebring. We've got a two-pack of tickets. I got a two-pack of tickets for Sebring coming up this hour, I believe. So
yep,
stay tuned for your opportunity to win those. It's an incredibly popular, long racing party thing that they have in Sebring, Florida. Anyway, we'll tell you more about that at the appropriate time. And give you the numbers also at that time. Our call-in numbers, regular numbers, for you to want if that want to get on the air with us, 800-259-9231. We open the show up with a story about a garage sale crackdown in San Antonio and maybe happening around the country as cash-strapped cities around America are trying to squeeze every dollar they possibly can as they figuratively turn over their constituents upside down.
Their subjects.
Their subjects. That's a more appropriate term. And shake their pockets out for every last penny they possibly can get. And whether you want to talk about your experiences with being, I don't know, arrested for having an illegal garage sale or some other micromanaging that the government has attempted to force down your throat, or you're welcome to bring up whatever you want. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk first to Adam, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston. Hello, Adam. You're on Free Talk Live.
When you were talking about the warrants they were issuing for the people with the garage sales,
yes.
I can definitely attest to the fact that it doesn't matter how long it's been, those never go away. I just bought a house, and I guess I was kind of living off the radar for a while there until I did that. And not 2 weeks later, got a letter from another state telling me that when I was 16 years old, 11 years ago, I had a ticket that wasn't paid, and I had 30 days to pay that ticket where they were going to come arrest me.
Holy crap.
I mean, yeah, 11 years ago. I mean, I don't even remember.
And they found you at your new address?
Yeah, I guess as soon as I bought the house, you know, it registered the mortgage in my name or whatever, and I guess I was on the map at that point, and they found me.
Or whatever map that they're looking at. Because, yeah. I mean, the credit reporting agencies, Trans World or whatever it is, Equifax, all those people, they know where you are and who you are and all that other stuff. It's just government that's so inefficient that they can only find you through some, you know, whatever means it is they use.
I'm sure it was the taxes for the house.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, were they asking for the original amount that they had fined you 10 years ago or however long it was? Or
they're asking for $400, and I can't imagine getting a speeding ticket for, I guess it's possible, but, I have no idea.
At $400 11 years ago, that means you were going 140 in a school zone or something. I mean,
my first car was a Firebird. That wouldn't be totally.
So you don't remember the incident at all, or do you?
I have no idea when it happened.
That's kind of an interesting thing is that the government does this sometimes. They'll just send out invoices to people.
They do it.
And they'll just see.
You may very well never have done this.
Yeah, there is that possibility.
See, that's the thing. I asked them if I could, appeal or go to court for it, and they were like, well, no, once the warrant is issued, that means you've already been found guilty and there's no appeals process.
We get to make crap up because we're the government, and that's what we do.
And this was a government that was not of the jurisdiction that you had moved into?
Nope, I was in a different state at this point.
So
I'm in South Carolina. This is a North Carolina warrant.
Can they actually do that? I mean, I don't know if you know this, but maybe our law enforcement officers, can they extricate people from other states? Can they go and send investigators into other states and make arrests? If
he's
not
got a warrant, dude, they'll arrest him and the state.
Yeah, I don't think they will, but I think if I get pulled over for a ticket here, that they will, if they run the search on it, it'll flag it and they'll send me up there, I think is the way it works.
Huh, that's interesting. I didn't know that local police could make arrests for other jurisdictional matters. I still get a warrant.
Of course, I'm a dangerous criminal. They have to get me out of their area because I sped 11 years ago.
I find it unbelievable I question whether or not they're being straight with you when they say that you can't challenge that in any way. I mean, they'll just say whatever they want to say. That would be something that a lawyer would probably know more about.
It's going to cost you as much as the ticket in order to ask.
Yeah, pay $1,200 to a lawyer to go away with them.
They do.
It might be worth it just to slap them in the face over it.
They do have speeding ticket lawyers out there, and you know when you have situations where it puts points in your license and stuff like that, it's sometimes worth it. But yeah, you might consider checking it on the internet to see if there's a speeding ticket lawyer in that vicinity and see what he has to say. Maybe he'll give you a consultation over the phone and see whether it's worth talking to him.
What is the statute of limitations also? What about that as
a
factor?
That's the thing is technically, since I've already been found guilty, the statute of limitations doesn't apply.
Right.
So they're saying they found you guilty years ago and they just now got around to finding where you were.
Exactly.
Wow. And did you end up paying, or was this recent, or what's the status of this?
I haven't paid them yet, but, you know, I'm coming up on that 30-day window here, and, you know, I mean, like I said, I just bought a house. You know, I cannot afford to sit 30 days in jail right now.
Most people can't, and that's why they get away with the stuff they get away with.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is I'd lose way more than $400 sitting
Indeed.
In jail for 30 days.
And they know it.
That's how gangs work. Yep. Hey, you don't want anything bad to happen to your nice little store here, do you?
Yep.
I mean, it's the same thing. The only difference between the government and gangs is they've got flags.
They've got legitimacy.
Yep.
They've got people that believe in them and that think that they're somehow different from a gang.
The great PR that comes on during the Super Bowl where they play the, you know, the national anthem, the veterans cry, the whole thing. That's what government's got.
Well, they've
got a lot of guys in cars with guns, too.
That's true. Hey, Adam, well, let us know if something develops on this, if you decide to go this a different direction, or you find out something new. If you feel like sharing it with us, we'd love to hear from you.
Sure thing.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it, and good luck. Man, that is crap. Just sending out letters. You could just send out letters to people. Well, we found you guilty. You were here 10 years. I was never in your county 10 years ago. What are you talking about?
There's story after story. It's not even a news story anymore when governments do things like it never was, because they make mistakes like this all the time.
Mm.
And if you did this accidentally, you know, if you sent out a bunch to the point that it looked like a structured event where you're sending out invoices to people that never worked, you know, you never did any work for,
right,
you'd go to jail. It's against the law.
It's fraud.
But the government can do it anytime they want. And, you know, everybody understands their incompetence is a foregone conclusion.
Let's go to Jack listening in Pine Beach, Florida to WFTL. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a way to stop the bleeding of spending our money and balancing the budget.
You do?
I'd like to form a citizens' constitutional group to stop the crooked politicians.
And how will you accomplish this?
Don't they call that the legislature?
Very, very easily, sir. If you got 10,000, hypothetically, if you had 10,000 in the bank, take 9 out. And when they do what they tell us, when they do what we tell them to do, and when they do it, maybe we'll put our money back in the bank.
So you're saying that, let me see if I'm understanding you, you're saying that you're going to stop crooked politicians by removing money from your bank account?
Our federal government lives on our money, sir, and they got to the point where it's not enough. They're printing money every day. The only thing we make is we print money.
Well, yeah, that's true. They do print money.
They make yo-yos. Pardon me?
Well, what you're saying is true. They do print money, and that inflates the money supply, and that causes all kinds of economic troubles. But
by putting a constitutional group together, you'll have a bunch of lawyers, and we're going to evaluate all of these pork barrel deals they have, all the crooked deals that they make, and put a stop to it.
How is it, though? I was just trying to understand, though. I mean, how is it that pulling
you take your money out of the bank.
What is that going to do?
I've done that already, and the government's still here.
What is it going to But Mark, he's saying you get a bunch
of
people.
When you have millions of people take the money out of the bank, just stop the wheels of progress.
Why? Why would that? Why are you agreeing with him, Mark?
Because I decided from the get-go that the bank that I had my money in was a member of the Federal Reserve Bank, and I'm not going to let them have my money. So I took
my
money.
It doesn't
do anything by itself, but if other people did it, then
how would that do anything if other people took money out of the bank? They can still print money.
No, they can't. They enter money into the system through fractional reserve banking. So when I put $1 in, they can print 9 and they get them from the Federal Reserve.
You'll
Would you read dishonest money?
You'll stop them cold in their tracks, sir. They will listen to you.
Well, no, you're saying the banks can't lend out money, but the Federal Reserve can flip on the printing press anytime they want. What does the Federal Reserve care
about? The Federal Reserve is a phony organization.
I know that. I agree with you. I'll bring you back here in a moment because I want to continue to say I don't understand the economics here. Maybe you can explain it to me because I'm a simpleton, okay? Help me understand how me not having money in the bank is going to stop the Federal Reserve from printing money. Please.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. You want to go back in time and listen to Free Talk Live from up to as long ago as January 1st, 2009? We've got them all on our podcast, all for free, on our website at freetalklive.com.
Check out gold.freetalklive.com. You've heard of all these gold advertisements on the radio. Well, you know, the important part when making an investment is buying low so that you can sell high. And the first step in that is go to gold.freetalklive.com. I've picked out some gold coins there where you don't have to be an expert to own them. These are not numismatic collector coins. These are coins that are intended to get gold into the hands of regular Americans, so they're not under the heel of the Federal Reserve and their printing press over there. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. I think Jack is still with us listening in Florida to WFTL. Now, Jack, just trying to get a grasp on what it is you're proposing, because I like the idea of...
It works in a two-fold situation.
Okay, your suggestion is...
When you have a citizens' constitutional group, you're gonna stop all this pork barrel stuff. You're gonna stop everything else.
And that is how. How will you stop that?
Just by having an organization by state. All the states have an organization. You put it together just like the Tea Party.
Well, has the Tea Party stopped anything?
You're going to challenge everything that they come up with. What's ridiculous?
How will you challenge it? I mean, it's not like you saying that you challenge
Number one, you take your money out of the bank.
Okay.
The rest of the world is upset with us at this moment. I don't think you understand what finance is. They're upset with us right now where our money's at, the interest. Nobody's getting any interest on their money.
Yeah.
The only thing the United States is good for is the park money, but that's going to come to an end soon. You understand
okay.
that?
Yeah, I understand the idea of pulling money out of a bank because then the bank doesn't have it with which to do fractional reserve lending.
Our government lives on our money.
Yeah, but the government doesn't just get that from your bank account. People, the government takes it out of people's paychecks.
How do you think commerce exists?
Money. Well, people.
Money.
Yeah,
you know how many people have wire transferred money every month to their accounts?
You mean like direct deposit?
Yes. What do you think happens to that money? The money sits there. If say you had $1,000, you only use $400. The bank is using that money. It goes
right
into the circulation. You stop what's going on. You got their attention. That's my point.
Well, I understand and I appreciate where you're coming from, and I hope you're not, I don't want you to get upset at me for trying to find holes in your plan
here.
Can
I tell you something, please?
Go right ahead.
This guy that's in the White House, if he doesn't straighten everything out by early or late spring, we'll be done.
We'll be done.
He'll have to declare martial law.
Well, I'm sure they would want to do that anyway, but look.
I understand that.
Here's what I want to try to understand or try to get across, explain here. I get it that taking your money out of your local bank is going to make it so the local bank will not be able to
about you're taking it out of the local bank or the big banks. Take them out of the big bank.
The big bank. Take it out of the big bank. Put it in the local bank. I understand.
No, you don't put it anywhere. You take it home with you.
You don't put it anywhere.
Bank to write your checks.
I understand what you're getting at, but I'm telling you that's not going to stop the federal government from creating money out of thin air. They don't require you to have money in the bank in order to put more money in the circulation.
How long do you think they can do this, sir?
How long? Until the economy crashes.
That's what they're going
with. So I don't know what the answer is to exactly how long it's going to be. Also, another thing about this constitutional group you're talking about, I don't know if you know this, but there are already constitutional groups out there. There's the We the People organization. I'm sure they would love to
put them all into one group, sir.
Well, that's centralizing, and I don't think that'll work very well. Just the history of centralization shows that that's not going to be too effective. But my point is...
You could have the people vote. You vote,
on
you
what?
Don't like this law, we're going to stick to the Constitution is what I'm trying to say.
How is it that you forming a group is going to get the politicians to stick to the Constitution? I mean, has the Tea Party
wrote the Constitution.
Has the Tea Party gotten them to stick to the Constitution? Or you referenced the Tea Parties.
They haven't got to it yet. They just started up.
I hope they manage to pull it off.
What
do
you
if you understand anything about finance... then you'd understand what I'm talking about.
I think I understand enough about finance to run my life effectively to the point where I'm not in debt for anything. So, I mean, I'm not a an accountant or a financial expert, but I'm certainly not in debt as many Americans
are. You realize that the credit card companies are at the point of, they don't know what they want to do. They might pull back and be smaller. You understand
good for,
that?
Good for them. I look, I'm not trying to tell you
what,
to
what I'm trying
do
to say is you will get these people's attention. They live on our money.
By doing what? By pulling money out of the bank?
By taking the money out of the bank.
I think that's it seems to me that this is your panacea, that this is your fix-all, and I don't think that it's
no,
going
it's
to do
not
anything.
A fix.
I don't think it's going to
what
do
it,
anything.
What it is, the bottom line is
what
this.
Would a politician care if Bank of America
the
goes
politician
under?
Will understand one thing. He's going to do what he's supposed to do. He's going to tell him do what we tell him to do.
He's going
to
do what his masters tell him to do, not you. What does he care what you think?
He's going to do what the people want him to do.
You are living in a fantasy land, and I appreciate it. I'm glad you do, but
you know, I think
sir,
be nice there.
Ask you a question.
You can go for it.
Where do you have your money now? If you have any big money.
Well, I've got some out of the bank. And I've got some in the bank.
I have mine out of the country because I believe our money will crash.
Well, that's a good
that's
idea.
That's why I'm bringing this point up.
I've got some in gold and silver, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and really, good luck. I mean, if you think that forming a constitutional group and pulling money out of the bank is going to stop the politicians in D.C., I think you've got another thing coming.
I think that there's a good example for what you're saying. I'm not saying that pulling your money out of the bank is a bad idea. I've done it. I pulled the majority of my savings out of the bank. I still use it for, you know, certain purposes. But
even if 10,000 people did what you did, Mark, it wouldn't do anything.
I don't know. Right. If any plan that requires a whole bunch of people to do it, like that scale, you know, a majority of the nation to do, isn't going to work because you can't get a majority of the nation to tune out of E! Entertainment. But
you certainly can't get them all to agree, the different constitutional groups to come together and all agree on the same strategy
but
either.
But I'd like to address the idea that politicians are going to do what we want them to do. And first
build a group big enough, Mark.
Right, look at the healthcare situation. They're trying to ram that through even when all the polls say most Americans don't want what it is that they're trying to ram through.
Look at the bailout.
Look at the Bush bailout. The Republicans took it on the chin over that one. They knew they were going to do it, but they did it anyway because they're beholden to their bank masters. I'm sorry. What is the Rockefeller quote from back in the early part of this century? I don't care what a nation's laws are as long as
I control the money.
Yeah. And there was actually I can't remember Rothschild anyway.
One of those guys.
One of those fellows made that quote, and it makes absolutely great sense. It doesn't matter. The bankers and the people that control the finances of the world through the finances of the United States don't care what the laws are in the United States as long as they can control the money. And when it comes, and they're not very good at structuring all this, as evidenced by this crash.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And I really would recommend that somebody like John, or Jack rather, take a look into the We the People organization. I think they're probably the closest thing to the constitutional group he's talking about starting from scratch, and they've been doing it for a long time. And, you know, they haven't stopped the feds. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. Bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site. They're all free. You can get signed up for the Free Talk Live updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That'll get you and on our email list, basically. So whenever there's something that you need to know in reference to Free Talk Live, some news or whatever, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's an extra reason to get on the updates list.
That's right. We're going to be giving away a sword and a couple of lightsabers. Well, not real lightsabers.
As real as you can get.
Force FX lightsabers, and they're really amazing things. They make the noises. They light up. They do the whole thing.
Just don't actually cut body parts off.
Right. Thank goodness. God knows, a real lightsaber, people will be cutting their body parts off.
Yeah.
It'll be very, very bad news.
Setting fires and stuff.
Right. And we got them from swordmovie.com. It's the highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson. That's the guy who basically created sword fighting in Hollywood as it is today. film includes hours of swordplay instructional videos as well as behind-the-scenes videos and exclusives. You can pick up your copy today. Discover our heritage with a sword and the historical rights of free men. They're also giving away swords and lightsabers at their website, too, at swordmovie.com. So,
you can double your odds.
Yep. Sign up at updates.freetalklive.com. We're going to be giving away Sebring tickets on the updates. We're going to be giving away Totosex.
Oh,
we're going to be giving away swords. We're going to be giving away lightsabers.
You're going price crazy.
It's such a prize bonanza here on Free Talk Live. So updates.freetalklive.com.
All right. Yeah, and we still have the Sebring tickets to give away here in a little bit, so stay tuned for that. All right, let's continue with your phone calls here. Oh, by the way, I want to just throw something out quickly before we do that. We were just talking with Jack, listening in Florida, about his ideas to how to get those politicians in line. Teach them a lesson. Stop this Federal Reserve and all its nastiness. And you know, and as far as his goals, I'm in complete agreement with. Like, right
sure.
on, man. Cool. Let's put a stop to the Federal Reserve.
The solutions
politicians bad.
Are not. They're not easy out there. If they were, the solution. I mean, because the fact is, the federal government has never followed its constitution.
No.
Not since its inception.
No matter how
it's
many people say
it's taken a long
things.
Time for it to for the federal government to grow to the colossal size that it is, to the point that we're actually. Sort of losing freedoms in this country rather than getting more free.
Well, people will listen to us on this show and they'll critique us, saying, "Well, all you guys ever do is complain. You guys just complain."
Well, that's because they don't like our solutions.
Well, we haven't really proposed a solution for this one yet, so I wanted to make sure that we put something out there. The idea of stopping the Federal Reserve and changing things in Washington, D.C. Well, first of all, I don't really believe those two things can be done. I think that eventually the economy and the government will crash and burn, and then it'll come to a screeching halt. But meantime, I don't think there's much that I don't think that you can rally. I don't think that you can protest. I don't think that you can send letters. I don't think that you can write letters. I don't think there's anything you can do. I don't think you can run candidates because the system is just too it's too obtuse. It's too difficult to navigate. It's too set in its ways. The old boy network is too strong. It's impenetrable. Washington, D.C. is impenetrable by people, for the most part, that want to make any kind of significant sweeping change that might be in favor of liberty or, as he was talking about, the Constitution or anything like that. So I think the most feasible solution is declaring independence. Is partitioning, as one person put it, or declaring secession, or whatever terminology you want to use, but getting the hell out of the United States federal government in the first place. Then you can have your own alternative local currencies. You can have silver or gold-based currencies or something else, you know, something else based in value. And you can start competing with the Federal Reserve notes, which are not valuable. They're just arbitrary. It's just fiat currency. So it wouldn't be hard to compete with them. But getting away from the United States federal government would be the first step in order toward making that possibly successful. Otherwise, the federal government comes in and raids the alternative currencies like they did with the Liberty Dollar, coming in and stealing all their gold and silver. And you just have to get out of it. It's over. The experiment is done. The Constitution failed. There's no point in trying to get back to it. It's impossible at this point to do that. So I say that do whatever you can. If you want to support something locally, if you want to get together with other people that like the Constitution, well, like the state constitution or something. And
most of them are just as just as good sounding as the federal constitution. And most of them are they're probably not ignored quite as much as the federal constitution.
Start a secession group rather than a U.S. constitutional group, because I'm telling you, the politicians and the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. don't give a flip about what you think about how bad the situation is in this country. They're going to keep milking the American people, printing money out, and milking people dry until it's too late, until it can't be turned around. And I don't think it can be turned around at this point. We're in the death throes of this particular country. And who knows how long those death throes will take.
It took Rome 400 years.
Yeah. So we continue here. Ladies first, Lisa, listening to, I believe, WXNT in Indiana. Lisa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I'm just calling to tell you about a letter I received from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles in Connecticut. I live in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and in 1995, I lived in Connecticut for 1 year. I moved back to Ohio in 1996, and it was probably 8 months ago. I now live in Indiana for the last 5 years. I received a letter from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles stating that I owed them, I think it was like almost $1,000, $900 and something dollars, seriously, from when I lived there a year, because I didn't turn my license plates in.
What?
And there were all these fines and everything. And so I called them because insane. I mean, it was like a whole legal letter.
Wow.
And I said, what is this about? And she said, well, in the state of Connecticut, you're supposed to turn in your license plates when you move or whatever. And I said, well, in the state of Ohio, you're supposed to throw them away. And she said, well, what happened to the license plates? And I said, ma'am, that was two husbands and three kids ago. I have absolutely no idea. That car was totaled like a decade ago. I have no idea. I said, when we moved to Ohio, we got Ohio plates. And she said, well, what did you do? You should have returned. This is my favorite part. You should have returned your Connecticut plates before you moved. I said, I couldn't do that. I wasn't in Ohio to get Ohio plates yet. I obviously had to use the Connecticut plates to get to Ohio. And she said, well, in the state of Connecticut, you're supposed to turn them in before you leave the boundaries of Connecticut. And I said,
That's ridiculous.
Awesome.
I really
can't get to
I'm sure that they on the border of New York, they'll just be waiting for you to drive over without any plates. There will be a problem.
I'm telling you, it was insane. And she kept asking me like five or six times, well, what happened to the license plates? I said, I don't know. It was like almost 15 years ago. I have absolutely no idea where the plates are. I mean, I don't even know what to tell you. And so I called a lawyer and had them write a letter. I said, this is insane. I don't even know what to say, but I'm not handing over $1,000 to the state of Connecticut. And, well, it was ridiculous. And I forget what their threat was. There was some threat, like, I don't remember if it was they were going to pull my license or they were going to something. And so the lawyer that I spoke with said, you know, these state and local governments are so cash poor right now that they are just trying to find anything that they can. And I think he said they have a 15-year window or something. I said, well, I don't know, but I'm not paying this. And they want to know where the license plates are. I have no idea. It was, oh my God, it was like two husbands and three kids ago.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me that you didn't take the time to read the entire motor vehicle code before you got your driver's license in that state?
I guess I didn't. I lived there a year. And so then the lawyer wrote them a letter and basically said, prove it. And they couldn't do it. Because I didn't have to call the archive department of the motor vehicles. Like, they had nothing anywhere. And so they finally dropped it. And I made them send me a letter saying they weren't pursuing it. But I was thinking, this is like thugs. I mean, you can't come after someone 15
years old.
That's
what it is. Yes, they can. And they would have if you hadn't lawyered up. What did the lawyer cost?
You know, I was fortunate. My husband bought us this prepaid legal thing for like $18 a month. And so anytime you get summoned or sued or anything, whatever. If anyone pursues you, it's free, so it didn't cost me anything.
Wow, I'm glad to hear that stuff works for people.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Good
it worked in that respect, but yeah, so how about that? I just thought, oh my gosh, like, you can't be serious 15 years later, but they were serious. And
yep, and they count on people being intimidated. Right, they count on people being intimidated by them and just, you know, being scared and frightened and jumping in and jumping through whatever hoops they put up. Thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Lisa. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The 12 hours of Sebring is a race. It takes over a place over 4 days in Sebring, Florida. And you're going with a two-pack of tickets if you're caller number four right now. It's 603-435-1105. It's happening in March.
17th to the 21st.
Yeah, 603-435-1105. Caller four gets it. More free talk live coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, and if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you start your shopping through that link. Free Talk Live gets a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Rick, listening in Washington to KBKW. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? Hey. You were talking about ridiculous laws. Sure. You know how much it rains up in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 years ago, they passed a law that you cannot collect rainwater off your roof, off your property, in a cistern, a rain barrel, or a pond without a permit from them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm waiting next for them to tell you you can't breathe the air without a permit from them, because they say they own the water above the ground, in the ground, and on the ground.
Wow. That is incredible. Has anybody gotten popped for that you know of?
I don't know, but the reason why I discovered it is I was looking to put in just a little garden pond that I could catch the rainwater on my property. I was looking at some of the other regulations for something else that I was curious about, maybe pumping some water from the river, and came across those laws on collecting rainwater off your roof, and it just blew me away.
Wow.
It just to me seemed so wrong that they would have the audacity to say that you don't own the water above your property. My next question would be, well, if your rainwater that you own, the state owns, damages my property, my building,
Mm-mm.
does that mean since you own it, you're going to pay for the damages?
Yeah,
that's a really great point.
Not bloody likely. But you're right. Yeah. I mean, the hubris of these people that if you were trying to do something very self-sustaining, a lot of people are interested in essentially disconnecting from the grid and having their own ways of
and
getting water.
And being conservationists and all that stuff.
Well, apparently they're saying essentially that the water belongs to them and it needs to get to their water reclamation plant or their water processing plant. Otherwise, you're making it so the city is being deprived of a revenue opportunity, right? I mean, do you think that's their reasoning? Because essentially, if you take the water before they can get their hands on it, then they can't charge you to give it to you.
That's right. They're saying that you're affecting somebody else's water rights downstream from your property by collecting your own rainwater on your property. And that just, it's bogus because we've got so much extra water. What about existing water rights that people already own? What they're trying to do also is in the rural area, come out and put meters on people's wells and then start charging them for their own water off of their well.
Man, it never ends. And you know, that they just keep coming up with these new ways to control your life, and as long as people put up with it, they'll keep coming up with thousands upon thousands more. It will not stop until the American people, who are sick and tired of it, decide to stop putting up with it, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Just one other thing that the state of Washington does. If you own a business in the state of Washington, they just enacted a destination-based sales tax, and I'm a business owner. And if I had a brick-and-mortar store, I had to charge the sales rate for what went out my door right here. Or if I drop ship to somebody else in the state, I charge it for my rate in my local district where I'm at. Mm. They've now made it a destination-based sales tax where every sale I make, if I deliver it out of my store or deliver it somewhere in the state of Washington, I have to look up that street address, that actual premise, and charge the state the sales tax based on where that's being shipped to.
Do you then also have to send that sales tax to that local municipality as well?
I have to report it on the form and segregate it on the form for each different sales tax denomination that I collect. And you know how many thousands of different rates there are?
I can only imagine.
Maybe one guy across the street has a tax levy for a school bond that the guy on the other side of the street doesn't have. It's impossible. It's a bookkeeping nightmare.
Boy, isn't it nice to have the government out there keeping you safe? I mean, thank goodness they're out there offering all their wonderful services to us. Oh wait, you're essentially acting as a business owner. You're basically acting as a collections agent for the state without any sort of compensation whatsoever.
Right, and there is a law, the federal law, that states you cannot cause somebody to perform a service or labor that benefits another without compensating them at the going rate. So I'm a bookkeeper.
Yeah, good luck winning that one in court, right?
Yeah, well, it's a civil rights violation. I'm collecting my neighbor's tax because there is no income tax in the state of Washington, so now I'm doing my neighbor's tax collecting and reporting to the state for them. Isn't that kind of a discrimination just because I'm a business owner?
Oh, it's legal for the state to do that stuff. They can do whatever they want.
They discriminate, yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, and I'm sorry to hear about that insanity. I mean, we talked about micromanaging.
If you want to realize how out of control the federal, state, local, municipal, county governments are in this nation, open yourself a business.
Oh, yeah.
Because
try to open the business.
When you start talking about people, we need to do this, we need to control that, we need to regulate this, we need to. Those people are not business owners.
Mm-mm.
They're not, because they know how arduous it is dealing with the government when it comes to their regulations. Imagine what it's like trying to get into business as a person who isn't rich. It's not easy. It's nigh impossible.
We continue talking to TJ in Vermont, listening to WSNO. Hey, TJ.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, is this TJ one of the talk show hosts up there? SNO?
It is. How are you?
Doing good. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. You know, I have to disagree with you on the Fed stuff. On there's nothing that can be done. We've reached a point. I agree with you. There's nothing that can be done overnight. There's nothing that's going to be done next week. There's nothing that's going to be done next month, maybe not even next year.
Well, what do you think can be done?
The Federal Reserve was built into this control organization. That didn't happen overnight. And the groundswell of attention that the Federal Reserve is getting right now is not going to let it continue the way that it's continuing.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that
the Senate has basically put the brakes on any even auditing that organization?
That's not going to hold. It's just not going to hold.
I hope you're right.
Listen, here's the situation. I mean, for you guys to say, you know, look, there's nothing can be done. The federal government's just gonna explode, implode, and we're gonna have to start all over again. Well, you know, back in 1776 and 1781, you know, we had an oppressive king, and you know, I think you're underestimating the power of the people.
I think you're overestimating really it. What evidence do you have? What evidence do you have that in the history of this 200-plus-year-old federal government that there has ever been any sort of people's movement that resulted in a rollback of power and a rollback of the size of the state?
The first one, okay? The revolution itself
ever
was an exercise.
Then? Ever
you
since
know,
then?
And you bring up the We the People Foundation, which I have met with. I think the We the People Foundation are on the right. If they weren't asking you for money every 5 seconds, you know, I think they would have a, you know.
Oh, I wasn't promoting them in that. I wasn't promoting them in that. I agree with everything they do. I was just suggesting it for the guy that wanted to start his own organization from scratch rather than kind of duplicating what's already going on. But TJ, you didn't really give me anything. Like, since the revolution, what has happened to roll the government back?
Well, I don't think there's anything. We've got Social Security. We've got all kinds of federal progressive programs that have been rolled out that have not been rolled back. And you're right about that. But
how could you possibly, in the face of all the history of the constant increases in government, regardless of its Democrats or Republicans that are running the federal government, the constant increases of the size, scope, and the intrusiveness of the state, how can you be so, I guess, Pollyanna-ish about the future of a constitutional government or getting rid of the Federal Reserve or things like that? How, there's no evidence.
Because I don't think we've ever seen this kind of disdain. I don't think we've ever seen this many people awake. I don't think we've ever seen as many people in our country actively participating and paying attention to what's going on. I mean, let's be honest.
But what will that result in? That'll only result in different politicians being elected to screw people over. I mean, it's not going to result in significant change.
Well, maybe I am being Pollyannaist.
I think so. You've got a great movement there, TJ. I mean, you're calling from Vermont. You've got the secessionist movement that is the most noteworthy in the entire country. You should get behind those guys, man, because they've got the right idea.
You know what? But see, that's the thing. I don't give that any credit. I really don't believe in that. Okay.
Why?
For Vermont, because for Vermont to say we're going to secede from the federal government, first of all, Vermont on its own has a $150 billion budget shortfall, and that's with government help. Okay.
The state is going to have its problems because of the nature of the state and the nature of collective organization and centralization, obviously. But getting out from underneath the thumb, the oppressive iron fist of the federal government only means that Vermonters and any other people in any other state that manage to successfully secede will have all that much more money in their pockets with which to do the right things. TJ, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.